This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already, it's Levin Miller. So happy to have you join me. You know, anytime something happens in the FM, this song is just, I don't know. Let's go, Ali.
Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Burning.
So it looks like the FNM has decided that Hubert Benis is no more. It is amazing how quickly the time changes in politics. You know, they say one day in politics is like 100 years, right? So many maneuvers take place. And this is actually one of the reasons why I chuckle every time I hear people like Loretta Butler Turner tell me that, you know, they have put aside their political aspirations. There's just something megalomaniacal about politics, right? That causes you to believe that there is always a way. And it is an interesting thing that almost overtakes you and kind of raptures you up. If you saw Mr. Ingram on the stage on Saturday past, Ingram almost looked like he's ready for the 92 election all over again. I mean, he looks like he's in fighting form to me. I'm not suggesting that he's coming back, but the point I make is that particularly in the Caribbean, politicians do not die. Also in the Westminster system, politicians never stop the maneuvers. And all of the maneuvering is with one thing in mind, to either become the top chair or to become the team that is closest to the top chair. And so for all intents and purposes, as we look at it, Michael Pintard is very well on his way to becoming the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Can you believe that? He seems to have had great support. I told Iram Lewis would be, you know, kind of a non-factor in the entire race. He also has said Loretta Butler Turner. He's called her by name. Loretta Butler Turner, the tennis open, come on. All right. And so, you know, the dawn of a new day is upon us. No pun intended over there in the Free National Movement. And I say us very loosely because, you know, as only an I for Tanya FNM, I'm not really sure if I could still consider myself an us of any kind. I'm not really sure. Nor have I ever been a card-carrying member. I was just in South Beach in 2002, and I knew nothing else except for I was FNM, I was in South Beach, and then I was for Tanya. I didn't know anything else. But it seems like there's a lot of excitement going on over there. And now we have to get to the disappointments, right? For whatever it is worth, Michael Pintard seems to enjoy the lion's share of the support from the interior of the Free National Movement, right? 293 votes as opposed to 104 votes and I think 44 votes you know, Iron Lewis might as well have just given Michael his votes so Michael could have comfortably said that he beat this boy 3-1, right? Because it was even in a three-way race, he still almost beat Kwesi Thompson 3-1, right? Like he literally beat Kwesi Thompson as bad as the PLB beat the FNM, basically. And so congratulations to Michael Benzot. But you know, I'm a Papa boy, so anytime I see Papa, I get excited. But just the sound of Papa excites me, right? And so I saw Papa on the stage at the swearing in, well, not the swearing in, but the confirmation of Michael Pintat being elected leader of the FNM. And here is how that went when Papa was there on Saturday on the stage. And Papa said, listen, ain't nobody is more leader of the FNM than me. I is the most leaderness leader the FNM has ever had. Nobody ever led it like me, and nobody could win like me. And since I is the most winningest, most leadingest FNM leader that ever led, I want you all to know that I game with Michael, right? They asked Papa on the sidelines, Ali, they say, well, Papa, who you voting for? Papa said, this ain't no secret, bad. This ain't no secret at all. I game with Pintat, the bro with y'all lady. Meanwhile, the other guy, who was notably absent this morning, and also notably absent on Saturday, said, oh, you know, well, I'm not going to say who I voted for, but whoever emerges, I'm an FNM. I will always be an FNM. And I intend to help the FNM rebuild. But I am going to keep my ballot secret. Papa say secret by foot. Listen, Pintat. And so as history will now reflect, it is Michael Pintat, the fifth leader of the Free National Movement. Alladin, let's play the clip with Papa on the stage. I want you all to hear Papa. Papa sounds excited. Papa sounds excited. I don't know if he's happy that an era has ended or if he's happy that an era has begun, but for whatever it is worth, something has brought him great jubilation. Let's hear from our former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Ingram.
As the longest serving leader of the Free National Movement in its 50-year history, having served for 19 years as leader of the party, having led this party to three victories as governor of the Bahamas, I stand here today with how pleased I am that the party has nominated, elected, and ratified Michael Pintat as our next leader. I want you to know to help my support. You can call on me anytime, anywhere, any day. Go for it, Michael.
That is Mr. Ingram. Mr. Ingram, say, listen to me. As the most winningest leader this party ever see in the history of this party, Cecil couldn't win like me. What, Tommy couldn't win like me? And this tall boy here, he can't win. He missing win. Unless me one could have win, I is the most winningest one. And I don't know what happened, but they banished me. But I'm so happy that this boy is out of here. Thank God. And now we can go back to building the FNM that I was leading and winning in. And I think Michael Pintat is the best person to do that job. On the sidelines, let's go to the next step, Allenton. On the sidelines, after he casted his ballot on Saturday, here's also what Mr. Ingram had to say.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you vaccinated?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Well, hey, how are you doing, darling?
How are you? Long time no see.
Long time. It's good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ingram, how is it cool to be able to participate in this democratic process after the party selecting a new leader to lead the party forward in the next general election?
This is the same process the party went through when I resigned as leader and Dr. Mendes became leader in 2012. The same place, same process.
Are you confident that the party will move forward united? There have been talks that there's division in the FNM. Will the party move forward united?
No, I think what the party has decided today, that we'll come together, and work as a team for the benefit of the organization and the benefit of the country.
And we can see you supporting the new leader, whoever it might be?
Yes, no question about it. And I voted for Michael Pintar, it's not a question of that.
I think of the
three candidates, they're all a good man. I think he's the most effective one for the party this time. And so he has my support.
What does he bring to the table that you feel?
I think Michael will demonstrate to you what he brings to the table better than I can tell you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, okay.
There.
So Papa, say first thing I wanna know, all y'all reporters, you all vaccinated? Good, okay, good. Now I can talk to y'all. What y'all want to know? Who I vote for? Man, y'all crazy, eh? Boy, I vote for Pintar, something wrong with y'all, eh? Who else you don't want me to vote for? These are the fellas who's here. Yeah. I think they all are good fellas. You know, I used to talk good but crazy, but that was only because I had to. I was leader of the party. And so, you know, I can't go there and tell you what I really think, right? And I don't even know this other boy. So when I think about the treaties, man, Pintar is the best way to go. This ain't no secret. What do you think Pintar bring to the table? You want me to tell you? Man, you just watch him. This boy could be so good, y'all ain't gonna believe it. And so that's what's been happening in the Free National Movement over the weekend. And so now, by this time, Mr. Pintar, now leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition, should have been sworn in. I understand that the former leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition was not in attendance. He must have had a very busy schedule, I imagine. It is very onerous and taxing to be a member of parliament. I trust he must have, I don't know, ham and turkey giveaways in his constituency or something that he needed to attend to. I'm not sure. But for whatever it's worth, it now means that there must be some appointments and some disappointments. The party must now begin to look like the party of Michael Pintar, right? And he's not a lawyer. He's not a doctor. He's an agriculturist by profession or by training, professional training. And a poet by vocation, right? You remember him? Bus a rider on Bay Street. Bus a rider. Why you speed me like that? For 50 cents? Yeah, so that's Michael Pintar. And now that brings a new, very colorful dynamic to what our politics will look like. Because, you know, for a long time, Bahamians had said we didn't want lawyers, right? And then we got a doctor. And that doctor was so good at not being a lawyer that we said, you know what, the hell with that, give us back the lawyer. So we went to a defense lawyer, one that we had questions about because of the type of law he practiced, of course, you know, represented some of the most nefarious people in the country, right? But it was his profession at the time, and so we can't fault him for that. And so now we have a lawyer with the possibility of the person closest to becoming the next prime minister being neither doctor or lawyer. Isn't that amazing? And so I think history is playing out wonderfully here. But let me tell you what I'm expecting out of the Senate, right? Because I heard something on the way over here and I almost crashed my car and followed the chair. Somebody said something about Bravo Bacardi being appointed to the Senate. Ha, 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 ha. I don't imagine a snowball's chance in hell that will happen, right? Like, I don't care what little mahogany god in the closet they pray to, I don't foresee that happening, right? I don't care what kind of obe they use. I don't care what kind of black spook they rub themselves down in. I don't see that. As a matter of fact, I think politically, the best of Mr. McCartney's days are behind him, right? I'm not saying he won't be a consultant, special envoy consultant to the leader of the opposition or something to that effect, but he certainly doesn't have any of the cards that he's played all throughout his political career. You know, youthfulness, young dynamism, you know, and some other things. But he doesn't have any of that stuff going for him anymore. He's just as old as all the other guys now and half as pretty, you know, and his hair is half as nice now. So there isn't the fanfare and the gawking that used to happen with the younger, less informed voter who was just fascinated by the presence of Mr. McCartney. That group has matured a bit more. So I don't see what usefulness he would have as an appointment to the Senate, particularly because the Senate isn't anywhere that you go to become famous. The most famous person in the Senate in recent memory was Rodney Munka, right? And that was because he was vivacious. And I don't see, I don't see vivification being one of the watchwords of Branville McCartney, all right? So we could kind of take that out of our minds. I don't think that'll happen. Then I see that there is a chairmanship race that appears to be heating up, which is funny because No one is talking about a deputy leadership race. I think Shannon Dawn Carter is going to run the quarterback sneak for deputy leader. But outside of that, the Wayne Sands and Ellsworth Johnson are heating up for chairman. And I will say this. 5 years ago, had you asked me, I would say Ellsworth Johnson, hands down, chairman. 5 years later, watching his performance in the cabinet, serving under a menace administration, where I don't know whether or not I actually heard the voice of Ellsworth Johnson, the Christian good lawyer that I came to know and admire from a distance watching him on TV. I just don't think he was the same man during his tenure in the cabinet, for whatever that was worth. You know, cabinet has its loyalty issues. He may have subdued himself in order to cause there to be a smooth transition of the cabinet of the Bahamas. We'll go with that, right? But for whatever it is worth, right, I believe, chairmanship-wise, that in the two-way race that I see shaping up, the Dr. Dwayne Sands will be a better pick for chairman. Subsequently, I believe that Mr. Pintard would be wise to use the Philip Davis formula, which is have your party chairman lead opposition business in the Senate, right? And let him go up there and be dogged and bullish and grab that little opposition, because ain't nobody up there on the government side is no juggernaut in the Senate. So you grab them and you slap them around and you say, I done been here 2 times before. This is my 3rd time. I don't play. I run opposition business up here. You want me to slap you all around? Here. Stop doing foolishness. Get the people business going. Right? And I think the best person to quarterback for him, y'all are not going to like this. I think y'all need to go call Freddie McAlpine. You heard me. I think Mr. Michael Pintard ought to get on the phone today, and he ought to call Fred McAlpine, and he ought to say to him, listen to me, doctor. How is everything? All is well? How was your sermon on Sunday past? Good? What did you preach about? God will make a way? Perfect. I'm so happy that you preached that on Sunday, because, you know, I've come to tell you that God has made a way. The Egyptians that you saw, we shall see no more. And before you run off and do something else, I want you to come home. I want you to go in the Senate. I want you to quarterback for Dwayne Sands up there in the Senate. Dwayne Sands will bring polish. Freddie McAlpine will bring charisma. And then they could drag these two women along, because I'm not really sure what these two women will bring to the fold. Not because they're women, but because I don't know anything about their public life, right? So you can't move the two women then. That then means that Darren Henfield and Ruben Ramin will have to be no more. And because Michael Pintard wants to be the leader that is inclusive, he can't get rid of all the women them, so don't make no sense appointing a four-man Senate. He would have to leave these two women. But I think the replacement of Henfield and Ramin with Sands and McAlpine will offer something in the Senate that causes the Senate to have a little bit of flavor, you know? And you remember the days of Fred Mitchell and Carl Bettle going back and forth at it? I think that would be a wonderful little dynamic. Michael Alkides on one side, Dwayne on the next side, and they kind of just tussling and going blow for blow, because I think both men are at the pinnacle of their professional careers, and they understand government, and both have been in the cabinet, and both will now be in the Senate, and I think that makes for good, salient debate in the Senate. So those are some of the things I would do right outright if I was Michael Pintard. I would be swearing in Dwayne Sands today at 3 o'clock. I would also be calling Freddie McAlpine and telling him, Freddie, put on the best suit you got, son. Let's go. Time to do some wake. And bring that bat that you had last parliamentary sitting and come swing that up here in the Senate for me, all right? And one piece of rope so you could drag these women behind you. That is kind of what I would do. Shannon Dawn Cartwright, leader of opposition business in the parliament, because you can be my deputy. So might as well I put this team together quickly. And that is what I foresee. But that is just Levin Miller. You could completely disagree with me. And in order to do that, you could call me. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Let's take a couple of phone calls. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, Levon, how you doing?
I'm good, JJ.
That's good. Nice debate today. Like, I called one show this morning, and another one, right? And like I said, all day. Hey, let me tell you something. Like you just said a while ago, the school of Yemen, they want things now. They born in the island of New Providence, and can't afford to buy with the land. We get a housing crisis in this small island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time it's because you get land free and the court tell them leaving people alone. But they're putting our people out. They ain't got no, we need to build some more government rental apartments. Plenty of people, you only there for 6 months a year, and and they can get out the design for young people to go there and pay down on their own.
Mm-hmm.
People won't go and exist on gamble. People won't have a license. I'm going to protect their businesses and things. See, I got plenty of questions for Michael now. When I see him now, I got a million questions for Michael, and I write down things. See, the gone out of this when people are afraid of anybody in this country there. Mm-hmm. There's young people, they want their things now. And that's all I can say right now, my brother.
All right. Appreciate it, JJ. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next line. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Pindad on the Free National Movement and the right choice they made.
Mm-hmm.
I think any addition to the team would be a plus, and I look forward to great things from them.
Okay. Appreciate it. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Pindad.
Hey, caller. What's happening? Caller, you there? Check the call for me, Ali. Let me read a couple of these text messages. You can give me a call. 323-622-3232-54316, 325-4259. I'm telling you what I would do if I was Michael Pindad, right? This is what I'd do, right? I don't know. All of these bunch of appointments, because, you know, the leader of the opposition has some appointments that he could give out and some jobs that he could give out. And I don't know. Is there any other woman? Is there any other woman in the Free National Movement that is electrifying enough to replace any of the women that presently sit in the Senate? Who would you pick? I mean, we know that the Bostwicks have already been there, so you don't want to recycle them. I mean, they've recently been there, that's what I mean, so you don't want to recycle them. I can't think about anybody else. I don't know, maybe you all could help me. 323-623-2323-254-316. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller, you're on.
Yes, good morning, Neiman. How are you?
I feel good.
Wonderful, wonderful. You always have a spirited show. And, you know, I just call you to totally agree with you with the McAlpine factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even just because the politics of today, it takes a lot. And multiple people and things to keep our country afloat. Because mm-hmm. here it is. It's just no longer just one party taking us through. You know, McAlpine has got multiple skills,
mm-hmm.
okay, and his influence in administration and government running properly is excellent. And I am I was disappointed to find out that he didn't win his seat to get inside Parliament.
Well, he was very close, you know, Ginger.
Yes, he surely was.
Yeah,
surely
Ginger.
Was. And trust me, that's the reason why God do everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little while, a little longer, I think he's going to take our country to a higher plane.
Mm.
You know, his time is not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
His time is not just yet. But God knows when, you know.
Mm.
Thanks for letting me share, my brother.
I appreciate you. 323-622-3225-4316-325-4259. Let me say it again, because you always say I say it too fast. 323-622-3225-4316-325-4259. You can call me on those. I say, Dwayne Sands, leader of opposition business in the Senate. Freddie McAlpine, the quarterback. Maxine Sawyer. Is it Sawyer? And I don't remember that woman's name, but I'm thinking about it. I can get her name in a minute. Let them get some polish, because now they got two juggernauts. This will be Freddie McAlpine's third time in the Senate. It'll be Dwayne Sands' third time in the Senate, right? Now, let me not pretend like I'm an ostrich. I know Dwayne Sands wants to be the prime minister of this country. What does that mean? It means that Mr. Michael Pindad has got to be courageous enough to be able to work with people that want his job. And that's, I mean, it's politics. It's the Westminster system. Understand that from you put your name on a ballot, no matter how much you try to lie about it, the thought of becoming prime minister enters your mind. And that doesn't just go away. All right? It is a magnificent feeling, I imagine, to have people stand and open the door for you every single time you come. For every single time you mount the podium, they play the six last bars of the national anthem. For every single time you're in traffic, there are two outriders that ascend from nowhere or descend from nowhere and whisk you through the traffic. Mr. Christie really enjoyed that one. All right? There is an overarching glorification of the office of prime minister, particularly in small countries, that I don't think the average man can vacate his desire to have, especially once he gets to senior cabinet minister and 3 or 4 time parliamentarian. You begin to salivate over the idea that one day the chair could be yours. So let us not pretend, all right? And Michael Pintard, somebody who has tarried in Jerusalem for a while, 97, beaten by Christie. 2007, beaten by Brave 300 miles away. Don't forget, this is the man who ran in Centerville, Cat Island, and then Marco City. And he's the shining example of you shall reap if you faint not. Manuel, I feel my church of God coming in. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Hey, Robert.
How do you get somebody who wants your job to be the number one chairman?
How do you get it? I don't understand it. I don't understand the question.
How do I get signs to go all out to hug you to win in 2026, knowing that is a cutoff date? It took about 10, 15 years to try again. He wants to be leader. And he went to make a problem with Papa the political bushwhacker. Trust and believe me, Jerome born to be leader. That is in his bloodline. He's a big time doctor. He can't be run down a leader. So I don't think I mean being fully bent out there in 2026. I'm trying to get like Alfred Fares. Hello?
I'm listening.
Alfred Fares and Davis are on the same page. Alfred Fares are in leadership line. He's proven to ask him to be leader. I think you're opening up the show market and go to the window. We all have to go the next day. I can just say my sense is telling me Blair and Sayers, we are on the same page. I see Alpha Sayers, like Alpha Sayers pick BBC board. And I always hear that the prime minister pick. Mm-hmm. See, Alpha Sayers only the election one. If he go, I'll be all the community leader. He got a chance to like Blair with the prime minister. I realize that a big problem sometimes. Cut, people die. If they will wait, then watch your job. Mm-hmm. And I hope they will listen to them now. Watch Alpha Sayers. We are on the leadership ego trip. So, and even with our win or no, he was fired from the show of the prison. Don't say, where I am, that's my job. To be here, you have to be tough, cut short, and just make your loved ones, I love you, respect me, but I am the leader.
Yeah, Robert, I don't disagree. But again, like I said, what Mr. Pintard cannot do is he cannot go down or use the same playbook as the last fella that had the chair, which was anybody that I suspect wants to or has aspiration to be the leader, I must now castigate them and ostracize them and put them in the wilderness because I can't ever let their ambition come anywhere in the same room as me. I don't know if that is leadership kind of behavior. Anyway, let me take a break. 323-623-2254-316-325-4259. You can text me, 4224796. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio. We'll be back right after this break.
When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day. When the war is won.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service we've been on the scene. Protecting since 1919.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank Thank you so much for staying with me. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio, and then that means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Text right here says, I think it's fair to say that the Menace era, E-R-R-O-R, is over. Menace went to extremes to help his former Minister of Health. Can the former Minister of Health help Dr. Menace now? It only goes to show that favorites does not pay off in politics. We now want to see the chairman of the FNM gone. He is a worthless chairman in that capacity. Okay. I don't know if you'll get a roaring, roaring opposition there. Man, even they was playing your opening song on Saturday at the... I saw that. And I said to myself, I said, boy, I wish I'd known this song. Because I was to say, Mike, you know, Mike, I check, you know, a little check wouldn't hurt. But then I said, blaspheme. I don't own that song. Yeah, I saw that. And I also want to say that I had recommended that Aridiko Balafe use the song. I think the song ignites a certain feel in the belly of people. And once again, non-probing, that's what they are. Good morning, Levin. The fact of the matter is, all politicians need to know when to say when. I say go fishing. The system needs an overhaul. And I'm telling you that Westminster Paul, do you know that at 80 years old, Winston Churchill was still plotting a comeback? Westminster politicians do not go away. They do not go away. Unlike Republic presidents who have term limits set and that kind of stuff, the Westminster system is go till you faint. And trust me, these fellas has been trying to do it. This one here says, Papa ain't say none of that. He say the era of menace is over. Did he? Great show as usual. Why people surprised menace ain't show up? That like you lose your girl, she get married 8 weeks later to someone else, and someone asks you why you ain't show up to the wedding. Man, at least you could come for a piece of cake. Levin Pintard is an interim leader and only serving as a caretaker. He had better watch signs carefully as his ambition will exceed his loyalty. Look, daggers. I don't know. Brother Levin, you have read my thoughts and you are correct for leader Pintard team. Blessings always with love and peace from Grand Bahama. We are listening. Bye-bye to Minnis and them, man. I tell you, you gotta be really bad when the people wouldn't leave you in charge of the nothing. Like there is nothing that is going to take place in politics that Hubert Minnis couldn't have oversight over between now and March when their convention will be. The FNMs them say, boy, we ain't care. We ain't care. We can put you in charge of watching the broom closet, but we can carry the broom them. Right? You could be in charge of that. Because you can't be in charge of nothing else around here. Oh, no, not you. Anybody except you. Come. Come this way. Come. You stand here, and you don't move. And you're tall, but I want you to raise your hand them just in case so we could always see you. We don't want you doing too much up and down and things like that, right? When you call, we don't want you to have no title. Your man name you Hubert. When you call, people say, hey, this Hubert. We don't want you to have no other title. That's enough of that. Let's take this call, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, good day, Mr. Miller.
Hey, do it.
You need to stop, you know.
What I do?
Give Mr. Minister a break, man.
Me? The FNMs that he lead, right?
Give him a break. Give him a break. The only break I want to see him break is when he called a by-election for Kalani. There's nobody on his run. He gone down as a disgraced leader, as a heartless leader, as an incompassionate, if I could use that for better words, person. In this country. Saturday when I watched that thing with him, I saw him, Mr. Ingram Massey, tap him on his back. He didn't even move. That's how embarrassed he is. And anybody who in this country who survived through this COVID, this hurricane thing under Mr. Minnis' leadership and said was good, let me know where you are so I can come live with you right now.
Well, I don't know, but all I want to say is, right, do it.
I want to say, Mr. Miller, on your radio show, thank you, Jesus, for thousands of Bahamians throughout this country, whether it's Inagua in the south or Grand Bahama in the north, that he is gone. Thank you, God, and you have a good day, my brother.
Thank you very much, DeWitt. Oh, now, DeWitt, tell me I need to stop. All I'm saying is, these was his people, these he friends, right? Allendon, there's nothing that's... Christmas coming. This Christmas time, it ain't work time. That's how you know nothing else happening around here. Just in case you have people employed and you have see them in your workspace and you ain't sure what they doing, understand that this ain't work time. This Christmas time. And if they wanted us to work, they would name it work time, but they name it Christmas time. Yeah? Good. So literally, the government is still setting up board appointments and that kind of stuff. The parliament is about to break soon. Like, this man would have literally been in charge of nothing. At all. Unless he's talking about the Christmas parties, maybe, that the FNM will have with the associations, possibly. But outside of that, literally, there would be nothing in politics for him to do until March, right? The people in the FNM say, baby, ain't care. Oh, no. We had enough of that. Matter of fact, we can let you keep this guy only because you did manage to become prime minister. Outside of that, you might have had to walk from the church. Yeah, no, man, we had enough of you. Come. Bring the keys. Bring the keys, mister. Thank you very much. 3236232352541632542259. I know that Maxine Seymour is in the Senate. What is the name of the other woman? That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Good morning. And I know her name. I just can't remember it. Good morning. Pintrad only holding the four till the next election. Don't trust Papa. Watch it. Well, I don't know what to say there. Levin, if I was Pintrad, I will not trust Dr. Sands as chairman, because if he helps you win in 2026, that will... What does it say? That will take chance to be leader 10 to 15 years later. Y'all know how old Dwayne Sands is? 10 to 15 years from now, Dwayne Sands is going to be 75. Like, he ain't young. This ain't a young whippersnapper we talking about. The man 60, 59. Yes, I know if he got no 10 to 15 years. So I don't know if these assessments are correct. Like, y'all, you know what makes me smile about people in private life? Y'all act like politicians don't die, because that's the only way they stop being politicians. But this man don't have no 15 years. He didn't let minutes fritter away five, right? I don't care if he had to duct tape him and hide him. He should have become leader of the party in this last 5 years. He let minutes pull one on him. So that's five gone, right? So now he's 60 or hovering in the general area of 60. But he got one more shot at this. It's now or never. And Pintrad understands that. And Pintrad is behind him in age. So maybe Pintrad could wait five more. Who knows? I'm just saying. All right? This one here says, Papa ain't say none of that. I read that already. You know, if Sofans get married and announce she having a child for this man in 6 months, you ain't showing up for no cake. Why not? Good afternoon, Mr. Miller. When you see the FNM has another convention close to the next election, I would be very surprised if Dwayne Sands does not challenge Mr. Pintrad. As would I would also be very surprised. The man wants to be prime minister. There's nothing wrong with that, all right? This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. The former Minister of Health needs to allow the new Minister of Health, Mr. Michael Davila, to do his job. Dr. Sands do not need to say to the Bahamian public what was already said. There is a big write-up from Dr. Sands in the last Thursday's Tribune. I can tell you this, he's a very accessible politician. Most politicians act like them and Jesus is go to lunch every day, and they so busy that they just can't take phone calls or send a text message. I don't understand what you could be doing that you can't text me back. Yeah, but they turn into deities, you know, and demigods, and then they become so consumed that they don't have time to return text messages. Don't worry about that. Whenever you do that to us, we have a visor in for that. We put you on the unemployment line and take your insurance. Yeah, because the insurance matters to these people, you know. You see, when you have a cough with the insurance versus when you have a cough without the insurance, oh, that's a big difference. So you go stand on the 6-hour line, since you didn't want to answer my phone call, John, since you won't be regular again, because I was trying to give you government insurance, but no, you didn't want that. You didn't want to answer my text. Good. Me and you will be holding on in PMH together. That's your punishment. Leaving you still owe me my 12 minutes on your radio show for the... Listen. Yes. Whichever day you contact me and we get together, consider it done. I don't run from bets. Yes, I made a bet. Yes, Fred McElpine lost. Yes, I'm prepared to pay my bet. I don't have a problem with that. Make it so. Find me. I don't hide. Let me finish reading it. It says, I told you that the temple prostitutes would not vote for McElpine. I said he would place not he would place but not win. Mark will be nothing more than a showboat and not a team player. I know Mark, and if you send him to the Senate now, you will have to make sure there are no mirrors there so he can see someone else rather than himself. Time for a slate of new faces with a purpose. I believe Pintard should wait until after December 26th, the PLP 100 days, and take time to evaluate and choose. I don't have a problem if he wait till January, but I just saying, I mean, I think I know who the two faces will be that will change. This year says, sound like JJ Mad, but JJ, we all had a good run with Minnis. Hi, I wonder if Mr. Minnis really understands the damage he did to himself and his family. Only Hitler did. Oh my God, you people are unforgiving. Levin, I want McElpine back in the Senate. I wish the PLP could have put him in, but I don't want Sands. He speaks out of seven tongues. I can never trust him in politics. I don't know if that was the general tone, though. You remember when Dr. Sands was the Minister of Health? Like, people generally trusted what he said. As a matter of fact, when they appoint Renward Wells, right? Because that man can't say two truthful things back to back. I promise you it. So if you get some truth out of him in the first sentence, my friend, brace yourself. But... and don't act like you're all in though. Redwood Wells say I have every confidence that the numbers are gonna go down based on what I see. What do you see? Because everywhere in the Caribbean these numbers going up. What are you talking about? Oh, we should reach herd immunity by the summer. How? And we don't even have vaccines in the country, mister. What are you talking about? So don't tell me that we all were very confident in his ability to tell the truth, right? But when Dr. Sands spoke, I think people believed him. I mean, Dr. Sands has one challenge as a politician. I don't think he know how to smile, right? So I think Doc just likes hard facts. You all are going to die. There's nothing we can do about it. Go home, kiss your children, and tell loose Brangy, because we don't want Brangy to die, tie up to the tree. All right? And boom, you go home, and you prepare to die. The other guy, you know, not so much. He was kind of fluffy and frilly. And so I don't know if it's an honesty issue that people have with Dr. Sands. I think it's a personable issue that he has. Like, Doc ain't here to rub your back. You know what I mean? You need a new fridge? You ain't ask your children them daddy for the new fridge? You come ask me? No, I don't buy a fridge. Now, if you have one porthole through this corner, I could go in Parliament and cuss about it for you if you like me to, but that's the best I could do for you. Buy a fridge? Man, who he look like? I could see him saying that kind of stuff, right? So I don't know if it's a trust issue. Leave and tell Robert to slow down when he's speaking and put the phone by his mouth. Not in it when speaking. Okay. Levin Minnis didn't even put his name forward as then leader to be a part of any House committees. If he ain't plan on working, he should just resign or go fishing. This one here says, if Minnis have any self-respect left, he will resign Kalani. I want to put a six-bear bet on this. August 2024. What is it now? 21? Yeah. August 2024 is when I think he will resign that seat. And then the race to the finish line will be on. This year says, Brother Miller, to Witt is very correct. If Minnis was in power, we will have no Christmas. We will have no Christmas. Have Mr. Minnis return the people's money. Bye-bye, Minnis from Grand Bahama. Pintard should choose the likes of C. Allen Johnson and Gilbert Morris as a start to do what? What are we going to do with them? Gilbert Morris doesn't even live in the country. I don't know. Gilbert Morris lives in Turks and Caicos, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, what are we going to do? Import the talent, is what you're saying to me? I'm not sure. This one here says, Levin, Sands. I don't know what this says. Sands. This is in English. And do not take order because... in his mind, he is a superior human being, and Papa wants him to be leader. And you know Papa is a political bushwhacker. Ask all the FNF who Papa had to cut down, like Tommy and his daddy. Papa stopped them from becoming prime minister. Mr. Ingram is definitely a political juggernaut, though. Renwood Wells was only a fast-talking salesman who marketed his product and enriched himself. He never helped anyone, only I can't say that. Last piece. By the way, where is the herd immunity, bro? I am seeing viral immune escape. I don't know, but Renwood Wells say, listen. And the one thing I like about Renwood Wells, you always know when he's about to tell a half-truth, right? He looks directly at the camera like, yes, we're going to have herd immunity. Can you say when? By the summer. What? Every piece of literature that I've read on the internet said something completely different. Where are you getting your information from? Oh, we anticipate that, you know, after the elections, there won't be any surges at all. What? Jamaica had an election, they had surge. Barbados had a by-election in one constituency, and they had a surge. America had an election, and they had a surge. What mathematical equation are you looking at to suggest that there wouldn't be a surge after the election, Mr. Wells? I don't know. I just don't think the guy could tell the truth. Anyway, 323-623-2325-4316. 325-4259. I got a couple minutes left. If you want to, you can give me a call. So my predictions again, let me give it to you. And it could happen in January or whenever. Doesn't matter. I think that Dwayne Sands, leader of opposition business in the Senate, Freddie Mac, the quarterback for Dwayne Sands in the Senate, Maxine Sawyer, because I think she's an interesting new face. She's definitely easy to watch, right? Like she doesn't seem to have communicative issues. She seems to be able to kind of get her thoughts out there in a way that isn't, you know, difficult to listen to. I don't know much about the other senator. Hopefully she grows into the position and becomes something worth watching. But I think that'll be a good mix, right? Because we want to make sure that we keep the representation of women as it is in our electorate. 50%. Let's make everything 50% woman, right? Because that's the new way of the world. And I think that there would be something to watch there. Let's move Shannon Noncart, right? Make him leader of opposition business in the parliament. I don't know. Find something for Hubert Minister to do in one of these committees. Put him in charge of the public accounts committee. Who should know it better than him? He's been prime minister. He knows what the numbers should be. All right? And I imagine that as prime minister, he has his sources seated well inside many of these government agencies. So put him in charge of public accounts, right? And he could do that for the 2 years that he'll probably hold on for. And maybe we could get some forward traction going there, because the public accounts committee has never really had, you know, decent traction. And maybe he could redeem himself there. Michael Pintar could spend some time taking people to lunch. That's what he should do every single day that he's not in parliament. Go call Loretta Butler-Turner. Take her to lunch. Go call all of the other old F&Ms. Take them to lunch. I don't know. Call some of the people that used to be F&Ms. Take them to lunch. Call some PLPs. Take them to lunch. Every now and again, you carry Lincoln Bean to lunch, because for whatever it's worth, Lincoln Bean got 9,400 people that won't follow him. That number matters, right? Take him to lunch. Yeah. Call up a couple of these independents. Kai Mills. Kai Mills did remarkably well. So much so that he got his deposit back. Call him, take him to lunch. Take these people to lunch and build a team. And get rid of some of the fruit flies that Dr. Minnis kept so close to him. You know, the ones that say, yes, sir, master. Every single thing you say is right, master. Yes, sir, you's the best master ever. Oh, yes. And I'm going to tell Ms. Jenkins what a good boss you is. Get rid of them. Because they could hurt you. I would call their names, but I wouldn't give them that kind of glorification, right? Get rid of them. All other butt flies. Get rid of them. They don't mean y'all no good at all. None of them, including the young ones. And then maybe, and I say get rid of them out of the party, you know, just take them from around your leadership. Because these boys don't know nothing. They don't know nothing, all right? And nobody really liked them. I didn't want to say it. All right, let's read a couple more of these text messages. Great show, Miller. Michael Pine is a poor choice. He's not loyal to anyone. Ask Pinlin, Christie, and Minnis. Showboat and selfish. Pintard is a people's person, hard worker, and down to earth. Pintard will beat Sands in the convention. Well, let him prove it. And I don't know. I think Michael Pine was quite a sword carrier. You know what disheartens me? I remember when Loretta Butler-Turner and Dr. Minnis were going at it, and there was a spat between them two on the night that they ratified Iram Lewis to kind of quell the spat that had gone down between Loretta Butler-Turner and Dr. Minnis. I think that was actually the day that he got the opposition taken from him. All right? It was Michael Pine, you know, that said, listen, man, we are the F&M. We have one leader. And either you can get behind our leader or you can give us our blaspheme nomination back. It was Michael Pine. It was Michael Pine who on the stage of the convention say the F&M, the people wanted the F&M to take an introspective look at itself. That was Michael Pine. Michael Pine was out there toting water for Minnis like the best water boy he could have. I don't know what happened. Don't act like it wasn't Michael Pine was the big ticket item on these convention stages. What are y'all talking about? Nobody was coming. I don't even remember nobody ever coming to hear a Hubert Minnis speech. There are four politicians that people come to hear every political season. Obadiah Hercules Welchgum, Hubert Alexander Ingram, Perry Gladstone Christie, and least among them possibly, Frederick McElpine. You remember the day mad because we wouldn't put our H-I-P in the L-A-P? You remember that? That was Freddie Mac. There's not been a man with more dynamism on a convention stage than Frederick McElpine in my life's history of watching the Free National Movement. What are y'all talking about? Oh, boy. This year says, hi, Mr. Miller. DeWitt has us in our office just laughing and saying, thank God, man, it's gone. Well, that's all I got for that music, boy. Dun, 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 dun. Well said. He is a mechanical engineer, and maybe he should further pursue that. Stay out of the public treasury business. Dr. Minnis never explained the Lanisha Roll resignation. He never explained the allegations on Adrian Gibson. This one here says, too late for the FNM to try get Loretta back. Brave already scooped her up. And that was a masterful move by Brave Davis, taking the teeth out of the dog. Anyway, keep the fire burning. Congratulations, Michael Pinchard. I'm Levin Miller, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk. Don't move. News is now.